Thursday, 31st of December, Tes Vov Tevis, Rabbi Doc Fisher, Konim Chadoshos.
Great to be back here once again.
A lot of people on Zoom.
And I'd like to discuss with you today the topic of Ponim Chadoshos. Seems to be that the Minhag HaOlam, as we'll soon see, doesn't seem to go hand in hand with what it says in the Halacha. Because Ponim Chadoshos, there are certain requirements in order to bring someone in to be Mevorach Birchas Chasonim. Yet sometimes we see people just bring in anyone from the street. You know, 2 years ago I had this chus flying to Eretz Yisrael for a chasana, and one of the Sheva Brachas which I attended, I looked around and I noticed that each and every person who was there in attendance was either very close family or a very close friend. And I realized that each person there had actually been at the chasana. And I was wondering, are we going to actually be able to bench Sheva Brachas tonight? And as the time comes a little bit closer to benching, I noticed that the Baal HaBayis who arranged that night Sheva Brachas leaves his dira, and he goes out to the street. And he comes back a few minutes later, 5 minutes later, with a young couple behind him. And he had managed to convince them to come inside to be tonight's Ponim Chadoshos. And they sit down, they give them a portion of after, some ice cream. And it was very apparent to everyone who was there that this young couple had absolutely no interest in taking part of this Sheva Brachas. They made it very clear on their face. They were out, they happened to get schlepped in by the Baal HaBayis. They were at the wrong place at the wrong time. And especially as the Baal HaBayis, instead of starting benching, begins a drosha, it was very clear that they didn't want to be there. They didn't recognize anyone. No one recognized them. And the question is, can we be mevorich Sheva Brachas for such Ponim Chadoshos? Do they qualify to become Ponim Chadoshos? Or perhaps can we use anyone? That's shaila number one. We'll see soon what the Ged of Ponim Chadoshos is. But it seems to be that, as we'll see, the Minhag HaOlam sometimes is to just bring someone in. We'll go into detail soon. The second question is Ma'is Shoya Kachoya, again a Chosim Vekala who got married in Eretz Yisrael and wanted to actually have the second half of their Sheva Brachos week in England, where they came from. So they flew halfway through the week of Sheva Brachos back home. And on that particular flight, must have been El Al, as they were giving out the portions of food, right? One of the people who were on that flight recognized that they were a Chosan and Kala. And he thought, you know what? We've got 10 men sitting around. No one, or at least many of them, weren't at the Chasna itself. Let's arrange right here, right now, on the flight, a Sheva Brachas. Why not? And the question is, again, is that okay? Is that okay? They weren't there at the Chasna previously, but can we do some sort of spontaneous Sheva Brachas, or is there something perhaps which is lacking? And the third Shaila is, perhaps this time of year, if there would be a Chasna in the winter, where Shabbos goes out, we know, very, very early. So of course there'd be a Shabbos Sheva Brachas, you know, for the first Suda of the day. But to make a Suda Shlishis as a whole Suda with many guests is quite inconvenient. There's poshut not much time. And so sometimes what happens is that there's no one arranges a Sheva Brachas at that time. So the Chosim would go, obviously, with a Shomer to Shul. And in the Shuls, you have the Kehillah's Suda Shlishis. Again, someone, he sits down after Mincha for the Shalosh Shudas, and someone recognizes that he's the Chosan and says, hey, let's bench Sheva Brachas.
The Kala has to be there as well.
Whether the Kala has to be there or not, is a discussion. But either way, again, a spontaneous Sheva Brachos, is that good enough? And what I'd like to discuss as well, we're going to see, Bez Hashem, what's the geder of Eponim Chadoshes, who qualifies as Eponim Chadoshes, and we'll see, Bez Hashem, a clear halacha l'maisa. I'd like to open with the words of the Tor. The Tor in Evan Ezer Simon Samach Beis, Si'if Ches, writes, Ve'einoi nikra ponim chadoshes, a person is not considered a ponim chadoshes, elo im kein, unless marbim bishvilom. He has to be someone, or they have to be someone, who is marbim bishvilom. They increase for them. And that's all he says. Doesn't seem to explain who's increasing for who, and what exactly are they increasing. So the Bach straight away writes that Divrei Rabbeinu, the words of Rabbeinu the Tor, are very, very sosum, very, very closed. Doesn't seem to say much. And he says perhaps that the Makoir of the words of the Tor are from the Gemara in Ksubus Davzain Omud Beis. What does the Gemara say? Tonu Rabbonon, Mevorchim Birchas Chasonim Ba'asorah. We can be Mevorich, we can only be Mevorich Birchas Chasonim, the Brachas of Sheva Brachas, if there are 10 men. The whole week of Sheva Brachas. Omar Rav Yehuda, says Rav Yehuda, V'hu Sheboyu Ponim Chadoshes. As long as Ponim Chadoshes come. So says Tosfos over there. Omer Ri. What says the Ri? What are Ponim Chadoshes? De Ponim Chadoshes, Einoi Koira Ela B'nei Odom, Shemarbin Bishvilom HaSimcha. There have to be people who increase the Simcha there for the Chosan and Kala. Shemarbin Bishvilom HaSimcha Yoise. You can't just bring anyone in. There have to be people who increase the Simcha, the level of Simcha. And then Tosfos says a very, very interesting halacha. V'Shabbos T'chashvinon Ponim Chadoshes. Shabbos itself, the day of Shabbos, is considered Ponim Chadoshes. And you don't need to bring in anyone new, because Shabbos itself is considered. Why? How do we know that? The Omrina by God, it says in the Medrash, Mizmoy Shil Yoyim HaShabbos. We know from the Tehillim, Mizmoy Shil Yoyim HaShabbos, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to his Malachim, Ponim Chadoshes Bo'u Lekan. It's a new, something very, very new is in the world this week, today. Noyim HaShira, let's say Shira together. Right? Shabbos is very special. So, Hosom Nami Marbin, we increase Lichvoida Shabbos. Right? The Simcha is increased and the food is increased. And therefore, we don't need to bring in new people. What's clear from the read is that we can't just bring anyone in. It has to be someone who increases the Simcha of the Chosan and Kala. Similarly, writes the Ran in the name of Rabbi Nutan, Shesmeichim Olov B'nei Achupa. The people there have to be happy that he's come. And Nagos Maimoni says, Orchim says slightly different, but in the same line of reasoning, there have to be Orchim Shachosan Mischabed Bohem. Right? Not necessarily that we're happy that they came because he's a close friend, a roommate who didn't manage to get to the Chasana, but he's come, an old friend, he's come to the Sheva Brach and Sev. I'm very happy that he's come. But even if you bring the Moira de Asra, you bring the Rav, of the Chosan, you manage to get the Rosh Hashiva, someone she hachosan mischabed bohem, is a big covered for him to come, that is also considered ponim chadoshes. Why? Because again, through that covered, the simcha, the level of simcha increases, and when the level of simcha increases, then we can be mevorich birchas chasson. It's very, very clear from the three Rishonim that we've stated so far, that a ponim chadoshes can't be anyone off the street, but rather it has to be someone where the simcha or the kavod is increased for the chosan and kala. Now the modcha in Ksuba Simon Kuf Lamed Gimel says something slightly different, and he says again, ponim chadoshes kori odom choshu shehu kavod achosan v'derech leharbois bishvilon. It's a chosh of a person. And because of that, it's the derech for us, the people arranging the Sheva Brachas, making the Sheva Brachas, to be marbe for the guests. Extra monos of food, right? A choshev person, someone special comes to your house, you're going to add extra food. So what the Madch is saying, that the ribuy, what's being increased over here, is not necessarily the simcha for the chasen and kala, by virtue of the fact that they are people who they're happy to see, but the fact that they are important guests, we increase the food. And the Bach says, it doesn't mean necessarily, we could say in the Modcha, it's not a tonight that you have to increase the food. You've already arranged a 4-course, 5-course meal for the Sheva Brachas. You don't, and Choshev a guest comes, you don't have to do another course. But if it's the derech for such a person to come to your house to bring out extra food, that's sufficient. And says the Bach, the Tor, who was we began with, whose words were very, very closed, just said, Marbin Bishvilom, why was he very sosom? Because it could be that his kavona was for either. As long as there's a ribbon, there's some sort of increase within this Sheva Brachas, that's sufficient. Either the increase is going to be the joy of the Chosan and Kala, by virtue of the fact that they're friends, or it's a covet for the Chosan and Kala that they have come, or the increase is within the food. It's a person who will increase the food for. But either way, it seems to be that a condition within Ponim Chadosh, someone who's going to, we're going to be Mavorich for, it has to be that there's someone who increases the Simcha of the Chosan and Kala. Very, very clear. And it's therefore quite apparent that, according to all these Rishonim, we would not be able to schlep someone in from the street in order to fulfill the tafkid of Eponim Chadoshes. I've arranged the Sheva Brachas. I didn't manage to find anyone who will increase the Simcha of the Chosan and Kala. Yeah, I'm going to go knock onto my neighbor's door, bring him in, give him some ice cream, and be Mavorich. Seems to be a real problem to do such a thing. And the truth is, the Shulchan Aruch also, in then Evan Ezer Simon, Samach, Beisif Ches, Paskins, with these Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch states, Yesh Oimrim, She'enom Nikrim Ponim Chadoshes, a person is not, he doesn't qualify as a ponim chadoshes. Elim came, heim b'nei odem, has to be a type of person, shemarbin bishvilom. Again, the words of the Torah. And it seems to be, it has to be a riboy of either of simcha or of monos. And the nois kelim over there, the chalkas mechoikik, the beis shmuel, they all seem to say there has to be a riboy. And again, not necessarily you have to actually increase an extra mona of food, but it has to be the derech of such, it has to be a special person that you would do such a thing. And that is the halacha of the most achronim take, the halacha, the orcha shulchan, paskins, it has to be someone you misameach for. And so much so that the Sefer Pu'ulas Tzadik writes that im ein smeichim olov b'nei achupa, if the b'nei achupa, the chosan and kala, are bichlal not happy, right? There hasn't been a ribuy of simcha at all with such people coming. It's a bracha levatola. You can only branch sheva brachas if they're taka ponim chadoshes, like it says in the Gemara. And if they're not ponim chadoshes, it's a bracha levatola. And it seems to be very shver on the minigah oilom. Because the minigah oilom seems to be that if we didn't manage to get, you know, like a chatchila, we'll try and get someone new. But if we don't get, we're going to knock on our neighbor's door. It happened to me once. In Eretz Yisrael, the neighbor knocked on. We're holding by afters, do you mind coming in? And that seems to be the minigah olam. It's quite common. And it's very, very shvel on the minigah olam. And a few of the acharonim tried to answer up. The Ben Ishchai in Rav Pa'alim suggests that which we say marbin bishvilom is a little bit lavdafka. It doesn't have to be that they have to increase actively and positively increase the simcha of the chosan and kala. But really it's coming la'afuke, Oysom habuzuyim, those sort of people, you know, those people who sort of live in the streets, they're very sort of low class people who shachosim vakala kotzbahem, sort of they're a little bit, you know, sickened by them, some sort of, you know, they've been living in the streets, rolling around, we bring them in, that already is too much for the chosim and kala. But stam b'nei odom, that's okay. Again, a little bit doich in the fact that we say it has to be marbi b'shvilon, but he's saying that's why it comes l'afuke. And also in Shut Ravach says that anyone who comes lichvoid the chosan and kala, that's already a ribuy in simcha. Right? You know, even if I go to the street and I say, we're making shevroch, can you come? Yeah, the fact that they say yes, that enough is a ribuy, it's a little bit of covered for them. what it's coming la'afuke, the marubim b'shvilom, it's coming la'afuke, let's say you have a shliach mitzvah, knocks at the door, punkt, when we're about to make sheva brachos, you don't have anyone, he's like, just in time, you bring him in. That, he himself came for his own purpose, not for the chosan and kala. And that wouldn't be sufficient. Either way, it seemed to be a little bit doicha, perhaps, in the words marubim b'shvilom, and all the shulchan aruch, and all the poskim seem to say, has to actively be someone who increases the simcha, the chosan and kala. And I'd like to suggest an approach to be miyash of the minigah olam. There's a machloikus as to what is the geder of a ponim chadoshus. The Rosh says that, you know, their new face. What are they new exactly to? The Rosh says, the ponim chadoshus who, mi sheloi ochlu ad ato. Someone who hasn't eaten in any of the suddas till now. Afilu hayusham b'shas hachupa. Even if he stood there at the chuppah and he heard all the brachas at the chuppah and he danced with the chosan, but he hasn't eaten till now, he's still considered a ponim chadoshus. Now you bring him to yeshiva brachas, he is a ponim chadoshus. That is the shitta of the Rosh. It's toila on achila. But the Rambam in Hilchus Brachos Simon Perek Beis Halacha Yud writes that's nothing to do with achila, but rather im hoyu ha'oichlim, the person who's eating there, acherim heim sheloi shomu habrachos birchas nisuin b'shas nisuin mevorchim b'shvilom. It's nothing to do with eating. Ponim chadoshes is someone who's never yet heard the Birchas Nisuin. He hasn't heard the Sheva Brachas. He wasn't there B'Shas Lechupa. He hasn't heard any of the Brachas. What is the Machloikas between the Rosh and the Rambam? The Rosh says it's to do with eating, and the Rambam says it's to do with the Brachas. So if we take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan explains the following. And he says, in the Rosh is of the opinion and understands that the Ikka Simcha for the Chosan in Kala is B'Shas HaSu'udah. B'Shas the Su'udah. And therefore, since the Simcha is increased B'Shas the Su'udah, a Ponim Chadoshus has to be new to the Su'udah. And therefore, it has to be someone who hasn't eaten yet. And the Rosh himself says, is of the opinion of those Rishonim who say, like the Ri, we saw in Tosfos, that not only has he not eaten yet, but he therefore has to be someone who increases the simcha at this suda, right? So it has to be, there has to be two elements. There has to be an element of the simcha for him himself, who has not eaten yet at their simcha. So the simcha increases in terms of him, and it also increases in terms of the chosan and kala, because he is someone who's marbim shivilam the simcha. The whole atmosphere of the sheva brachas now is increased through the achila aspect. That is the Rosh. Mashenkin the Rambam says, no, we don't require at all this element of marbim bishvilam in order for ponim chadoshes. If you look in the Rambam, he doesn't hold of those Rishonim who say a ponim chadoshes has to be someone who increases the simcha of the chosan and kala. He doesn't say that. Why not? Because he holds that ponim chadoshes, the new aspect of a ponim chadoshes, nothing to do with the suda or the achila per se. But rather it's a chiv on each person. There's a chiv on each and every person. If he's nene from a suda of a chosan and kala, he's got a chiv on him to be mevorich the chosan and kala sheyatzlichu, that they should be successful in all their endeavors. There's a separate chiyuv now on the ponim chadoshes himself. It's got nothing to do whether he's eaten or not. If he was there b'shas the chuppah and he heard the brachas, so he's been yotzer his chiyuv. Whoever made the brachas had in mind that everyone there is part of the brachas, and they've all been yotzer their chiyuv to be mevorach the chosan and kala. But someone who was never there, who's never heard the brachas till now, and is now at a Suda with the chosan and kala, he's got a new chiv to be mevorich the chosan and kala. The Shulchan Aruch, Be'etzem, brings both shittas, in Sif Zayin over there. He brings both shittas, and he says, he brings Yesh Omrim, like the Rambam, that Aponim Chadosh is someone who hasn't heard the brochas yet, and then Yesh Omrim, like the Rosh, no, really, it's Toila on the Achila. And he says, the Minig HaOlam seems to be like the Rosh. The Minig HaOlam seems to be like the Rosh. However, what we have is a very strong smach for the Minig HaOlam. That even though we don't per se paskin with the Rambam, it turns out that according to the Rambam, any person can be aponim chadoshes. You don't have to be marbin b'shvilon. You can bring anyone off the street. As soon as that person has come off the street and he's sitting down and he's been nene from the suda of the chosan and kala, all of a sudden there's a new chiyuv on him to be mevorach the chosan and kala. Sorry?
What does that mean, the person from
Benchim? He's got a chiyuv to the Sheva Brochas themselves.
He's got to say one of the symbols.
Should say at least one of them, yeah. L'chayra. Or even if you say he doesn't have to say one, someone, Mitzad Arvus, is saying one for him. But the whole chiyuv of the Sheva Brochas, that there should be brochas now, is because of him. Because he hasn't been mavarach them. So therefore, we have a gevaldig yishuv on the Minig HaOlam, even though l'chatzchila, of course, the halacha is like the Rosh, perhaps we are being soimach on the Rambam. There are several nafkaminas between the Rosh and the Rambam. One, of course, is what we've discussed so far. Who qualifies as a ponim chadoshos? Do you need someone who taka marbin b'shvilom? Or can you just schlep someone off the street? The second nafkamina would be Lagabi Shabbos itself. We discussed, we brought from Tosfos, that Shabbos itself is considered like Aponim Chadoshes. Why is Shabbos considered like Aponim Chadoshes? Tosfos told us, because we are marbe food. We increase the food anyway on Shabbos. Shabbos has got a special atmosphere where we increase the food anyway. There's a ribuy of simcha anyway at Shabbos, and the simcha on Shabbos is anyway increased. So according to the Rosh, if you don't have ponim chadoshes on Shabbos, so that's sufficient, because there's enough simcha to be mevorach the chosan and kala. But according to the Rosh, and then the Rosh taka brings this halacha of Shabbos. It's all a shitosoi. He taka brings that halacha, you don't need. According to Rambam, you look in the Rambam, it doesn't mention anywhere this halacha about Shabbos being considered ponim chadoshes. Doesn't write it anywhere. Why not? Because it's nothing to do with ribui simcha. It's got nothing to do whatsoever with increasing the simcha. If you have a person who hasn't heard the bracha, so he's got a new chiyuv. But if you've got Shabbos, right? Obviously, Shabbos is not a person, doesn't have a chiyuv to be mevarich. There's nothing there. And therefore, according to the Rambam, on Shabbos, you would still need to bring in ponim chadoshes. And the Ramah brings, even by Shalosh Shuddos, right? The Ramah writes that whenever you have, generally you have a ponim chadoshes, let's say in the night, any night, it's actually sufficient, it works, for the next day, the Suda in the day, you don't need ponim chadoshes, because that simcha from last night works for the night and also for the day, but only for one Suda in the day. Right? So the Ramah writes, on Shabbos, what we, Paskin Takir, like the Rosh, that's considered like a ponim chadoshes, Shabbos, you don't need ponim chadoshes, and that works as well for the first Suda of Shabbos. But for Shalosh Shuddos, it's not going to help. It's not going to help. So, in theory, we would require a person, a ponim chadoshes, to come for Shalosh Shuddos. However, the Ramah writes that the minig is that we don't require. The minig seems to be that even without ponim chadoshes, for some reason, the minig ha'olam seems to be not to have someone with still mevorach. And he says something very interesting. He says it could be the makoy for that is because the chosan gives his drosha at Shalosh Shuddos, and that is considered ponim chadoshes. Dahainu, it's all going in the same shitta. The riboy, the increase of simcha, is coming through the drosha of the chosan. Then, one of the I saw in one of the Heintike Svarim that there seem to be sometimes people sing down the Chosson during his drosha, and one of the Gedolim, Rav Moshe Sternbuch brings, would be very, very makbidden that no one should shout him down. Why? Because this is the Ponim Chadosh. His drosha is the Ponim Chadosh. You can only be Mevorech because of his drosha. And if you look in the Pisrei Tshuva as well, it's brought that Al Pisoid as well, even if you don't have a drosha, if you don't have anything, Shabbos at that time, we know Shalosh Shudos, Al Pisoid, there's an extra ribuy. So even without that. So therefore, people are knowing that Shalosh Shudos is we can be Mevorech. But again, that's all going in Shittas HaRosh. That it's all to do with Ribuy. But according to the Rambam, it wouldn't start at all. According to the Rambam, Shabbos, doesn't matter what Suda, we would still require the Ponim Chadoshes to actually come. Because it's a Chiyav on the Gavra. That's a second Nafkamina. A third Nafkamina is actually brought by the Stipler in Keles Yankov, in Ksubos Simon Vov. And he brings this machloikus between the Rosh and the Rambam. And he says a very interesting nafka minna, which not necessarily ladino. But he says, what about a cotton? A cotton who the chosson and kala are very happy to see, right? Don't know, maybe a nephew, I don't know who. It could be someone they're extremely happy to see. He didn't come to the chasana. Here as well, perhaps you could say, according to the Rosh, there's a ribui simcha. But according to the Rambam, right, this cotton obviously doesn't have a chiv on himself to be mevorich. So the Stipler says that could be a nafkamina between them, but he does end off sorch ian lidina. Can we use a cotton to be a ponim chadosh? It's very, very, doesn't seem to be clear at all, because otherwise you could start saying, well, if you bring a certain present to the chosson and kala, a nice check, whatever it is, there's a ribui simcha. It doesn't seem to fit the bill with ponim chadoshes. They would be happy, but that's what exactly. That's why he seems to say sorch ian ladina. Can we use it ladina? Just any simcha. It seems to be there's certain qualifications. So for a cotton, it would be a nafkamina between them. However, sorch ian ladina. Those would be the three nafkaminas between them. And if we go back now to our three shilas we began with. We started with the first shila, bringing in off the street. That, I think, is quite clear. We've said that be subject to the machloikas Rosh and Rambam. Of course, lechatchila, we paskin with the Rosh. It has to be someone who's marba bishvilom. To be miyashav de minoga oilom, perhaps we go with the Rosh. What about the case of the aeroplane? The chosson and kala were on the aeroplane. So, again, they're all considered ponim chadoshes, according to the Rosh and the Rambam. There were men there who hadn't heard the brachas and they hadn't eaten till now. However, just to make a sort of spontaneous sheva brachas, where no one actually came for the chosson and kala, right? Every single person was there because they wanted to get from Eretz Yisrael to England. No one was there for the chosson and kala. Ah, you want to make that? Again, it will be subject to the machloikas Rosh and Rambam. That according to the Rosh, there's not really a ribui simcha. It's very, very difficult to say that these are people who have come lechvoid the chosson and kala. So according to the Rosh, it will be very difficult to say.
Chosson kala extra simcha that made show.
It could, yeah, it could be.
But it
could be.
Say that they need to come special for the chosson kala
if they happen to be there.
Could be.
It seems to be from the point of Shebol that they came.
You said before, you said something about the street. He didn't come for this job, but still he's okay.
According to the Rosh, if he's schlepped in, it's a little bit of a problem.
No, I didn't hear the Shebol.
The Rambam. So according to the Rambam, it would be okay. L'choyah would be okay, because they haven't heard the brachas. Oh, there's a chosson and kala here. We've made a suda for the chosson and kala. We've got a chiyuv now. So therefore, according to the Rambam, it would be okay.
And if you step in somebody who happen to be Tani, they know from the sphere, they know him, like a friend.
A punt, his best friend, happened to be walking past?
Not a different. Somebody who's known to his brachah, or to the chosson and kala, That's not
good. If there would be a ribui simcha be'emes, then it would be okay. B'chori lechatchila as well. It's just about the passover. And finally, the last question was, what about Shalosh Shudos? It's the same yesod. Same aside, they came for the shul shavu shudas, yeah. And no one was really came for the chosan adrav. It was the chosan who actually came, sort of mitzdarav to their su'udah. And again, according to the Rosh, it would be very, very problematic. The Moshe Shtembuch paskins like that in Shuvas van Hogas. But if they would be mevorich, we have what to rely on that shouldn't be brachel of atolot according to the Rambam. Shkoya.
Eating at a suda and washing, or what happened when they went to the second and
cable? Is it sufficient?
You mean that at the suda, at the dinner?